AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is calling for a new way to celebrate the 4th of July. The AP's Sagar Magani reports the president wants 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated against the coronavirus.
The president says he'd like it to be 100%, but settled for something more achievable, along with 160 million adults being fully vaccinated.
In 2 months, let's celebrate our independence as a nation and our independence from this virus.
The goals reflect a declining interest in shots nationwide. Some 105 million adults are already fully vaccinated, and about 56% have received at least one dose. The president acknowledges it will be hard to convince people he calls doubters that they should get the shot, but says ultimately many will be convinced by a hard truth.
Their failure to get the vaccine may cause other people to get sick and maybe die.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Los Angeles and San Francisco are the first major urban areas in California to meet state guidelines to move into the least restrictive tier for businesses to reopen. It means indoor bars can reopen and larger crowds can cheer on baseball's Dodgers and Giants. Up the coast in Washington state, things aren't moving that quickly.
Today I'm announcing a 2-week pause on our phased reopening plan.
Washington Governor Jay Inslee says there were fears of a fourth wave, but recent data may suggest otherwise.
Including what DOH has observed over the weekend shows a potential plateauing of the COVID activity in the state of Washington, which obviously is good news.
Vaccine maker Pfizer says it earned $4.9 billion in the first 3 months of the year, and it dramatically raised its profit forecast for all of 2021 thanks to strong demand for its vaccine. Stocks finished mixed, a rebound for the Dow, up 19 points. This is AP News. A Holocaust survivor has died.
Joseph Zalman Kleinman, a Holocaust survivor who testified against Adolf Eichmann at the Nazi commander's trial, died Tuesday, according to Israeli media. He was 91. Kleinman was one of fewer than 180,000 Holocaust survivors remaining in Israel. Born in Slovakia in January 1930, Kleinman and his family were deported by Nazi Germany to the camp at Auschwitz-Birkenau in 1944. His father, mother, and sister were killed at Auschwitz. After the war, Kleinman emigrated to Israel. Eichmann, one of the architects of the Holocaust, was captured by Israeli Mossad agents in Argentina in 1960. Put on trial in Jerusalem in 1961, Eichmann was found guilty of crimes against humanity, crimes against the Jewish people, and war crimes, and executed the following year. I'm Mike Gracia.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faced a midnight deadline to put together a new coalition government, or face the possibility of leading his Likud party into the opposition. Ed Donahue, AP News.